This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got just an amazing guest joining us here in about 5 minutes, Joel Skousen. Of course, a relation of Cleon Skousen. He's a Vietnam Air Corps veteran and an expert on the New World Order, an author, lecturer, joining us to talk about all the pertinent events with North Korea massing troops and Japan threatening to attack them, and what's going on with China and India and Pakistan, and what's happening with Europe arming to the teeth. We're going to talk about the New World Order and really give you the wide view and then detail it of what we're facing. And they have supposedly found that microbiologist, though they can't confirm that, according to the Australian newspapers, that race-specific bioweapons expert from North Korea. So we'll also be talking about that with Joel Skousen. Bunch of other news showing the nature of the Republican Party in this country, going against what the Republicans and the Democrats want, what the constituents want, what the Bill of Rights and Constitution states. We will get into that and talk some about this election that's starting to heat up as well. Let's take a couple calls right now before Joel Skousen gets on with us. We were just now talking to Dylan in Texas. I, of course, have developed really bad allergies. I was talking about the government's own numbers that allergies really weren't as bad just 20 years ago. Why is it becoming such a widespread phenomenon? Is it the detergents and the chemicals in our lives are helping make this worse? Or is it something that was in the vaccines? Because we know allergies are getting worse. I always made fun of people who had allergies. I thought, why are these people sick for weeks? What wimps? Now I've had allergies the last few years, and it is hellish. Just goes on and on. Dylan, you were saying you found something that you live in Austin, which is, by the way, considered the capital of allergy in the United States.
Right.
But you were saying you found something that worked.
Yeah, that's right. There's two kinds of vitamin C. One is just ascorbic acid, and that can leach minerals. It can act as diuretic, making you pee, leach minerals and vitamins out of your body, and can act. It can give you intestinal discomfort. There is an ascorbate. There's a mineral ascorbate form. That just means it's ascorbate acid, which is vitamin C, combined with minerals, such as in the emergency. That's emergency with the letter C.
Oh, yeah. I got boxes of that stuff, and I haven't taken it. I need to take some of that.
Okay, well, that's 1,000 milligrams.
And that's a tasty little drink, too.
Yeah, and you can take a 250-milligram tablet or capsule of pantothenic acid. That is B5.
Well, I'll tell you what happens. I mean, I was one of these people that never got sick. Every 2 or 3 years, I'd get sick, and the whole family would have the flu and be crawling around on the floor, and I'd be sick for a day and then, you know, back outside playing when I was a kid. And this went on, but moving to Austin, I slowly developed allergies, and I would, about 3 times a year, I think I'm sick. So I'll take off work a few days, I'll sleep, and then it doesn't go away. Then I take, allergy medication. It kind of alleviates it. So it is allergies, but now it just gets worse and worse. I don't mean to have a hypochondriac whining session, but why are allergies getting worse around the country? And they admit that. That's happening. What's going on? What has changed?
Well, since 98, I believe it has something to do with the, I started noticing all the chemtrails in 98. But just personally, what I felt was, I used to have bad allergies, especially in the spring. But I could always depend upon the hottest part of the summer, I'll be totally free of allergies. And even the coldest part of the winter. Well, since 98, I've gotten near deathly ill a couple of times. Not in the last year, since taking this remedy that I can take every 3 hours. That's the 1,000 milligrams of mineral ascorbate C.
Well, let me just say this. Right now, it was going to be a month-long test. Now it's going to be indefinite. The entire state of Oklahoma is being sprayed by bacteria, by helicopters and crop dusters, by the U.S. government. I mean, that's Associated Press. I mean, it just, and I, there's no telling what they're doing. I mean, this is bizarre. And you look at the numbers. I mean, folks, you walk into a store, everybody's whining. Everybody's, oh, I'm sick. Everybody. It's
three times a day. 250
All right.
milligrams.
Hey, thanks, bud. We're out of time. We'll be right back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, 8 minutes into the hour. Got an hour and 51 minutes left in this Tuesday transmission globally. And I got a bunch of different news items I want to run past Joel Skousen. And Joel, you've got a long bio. You've been on the show before and on this network quite a few times. Just in a thumbnail sketch, tell folks about yourself and about what you do.
Thanks, Alex. I am the editor and publisher of World Affairs Brief. It's a weekly news analysis service that concentrates on much of what you do, that is, the hidden agenda behind these contradictions and anomalies in the difference between what the Bush administration says or pretends to represent as a conservative administration and the reality, which is a globalist administration attempting to, I think, undermine national sovereignty.
Tell folks about yourself.
Personally, I've had a dual career most of my life. I've been a high security architect at the same time. I'm a political scientist by training and have run my World Affairs Brief and served in many capacities within the conservative and libertarian community. I was the chairman of the Conservative National Committee in Washington, D.C. During the 1980s. I was executive editor of Conservative Digest.
And also, you are a veteran of Vietnam, correct, in fighter bombers?
I was an F-4 fighter pilot during the Vietnam era for the Marine Corps.
Yeah. Well, Joel, we're honored to have you here. And, of course, you've got some well-known family that's fought the New World Order as well.
Yes, my uncle is W. Cleon Skousen, who many of your listeners will recognize as one who wrote the books The Naked Capitalist, The Naked Communist, and The Miracle of America, which is an excellent learning treatise about the United States Constitution.
All right, the website is joelskousen.com. Now, I've talked about this 500 times. You can never talk about it enough. The PDD, where we will absorb a nuclear strike. People still don't believe that. People in the military don't believe that. This is an absolute fact. We link to it at the Library of Congress on a routine basis. Joel, tell them all about it.
Well, PDD 60, which is Presidential Decision Directive, that's similar to an executive order, but it's directed at the military exclusively. PDD 60 was signed in December 1997, and essentially it was a complete revamping of our nuclear weapons doctrine. The Reagan doctrine was directing our military to prepare the sufficient nuclear forces to win a nuclear war.
That was mad.
That's right. And make sure that, you know, we have overwhelming retaliatory and destructive capability. And included in that doctrine was the doctrine of launch on warning. Launch on warning is a particularly effective deterrent to nuclear war.
That means if you're tracking 100 missile streams taking off from, you know, areas of Russia or Cuba, you have a total release to ensure that the enemy is destroyed.
Well, what it means, of course, is there's a time delay between those missiles that you're tracking hits their targets in the United States. And let's say it takes 20 minutes for missiles to arrive from Siberia over on the United States. In that 20 minutes, our satellite-directed missiles can retarget new targets that are live and active in the Soviet Union and launch our missiles. That means that their missiles arrive at empty silos and our missiles arrive at live targets. So the one who launches second in a nuclear war is the one who really creates the most damage. And so PDD-60 actually told the military, you will not rely on launch on warning. Now, that was a euphemism for saying you shall not use launch on warning, but you'll absorb a nuclear first strike and then retaliate afterward. And as General Butch Neal of the Marine Corps said, retaliate with what? I mean, after you've told the Russians that you're going to take a first strike and then retaliate, they're going to give you everything we've got or everything they've got. And
then they also took their launch codes off the subs.
Well, that's been... There are rumors that that's been modified enough, but what actually happened was that we used to have the ability for they've always had the launch codes, but there's a separate authorization code that submarines have to have from the White House direct in order to use those launch codes. And that was removed so that the submarines could not launch even under nuclear war conditions unless they had direct contact with the White House.
And obviously that makes no sense. That invites an attack if there's been a decapitation of the executive and the judicial and the legislative. It's up to those Navy captains and those subs to hit the enemy.
That's right. And, you know, the Russians are not dumb. They're going to take out our ELF system, the long-range, extremely low-frequency antenna system that transmits signals to submarines through ground and water, through the earth, essentially. They'll take out satellite communication systems. I expect in a nuclear first strike, the Russians will target about 3,000 military or communications and control targets in the United States and around the world.
That's I would imagine Fort Hood and those underground bunkers is going to be a molten slag pit.
Well, you know, the United States has done in a lot of secret bunkers. I think that, for example, Cheyenne Mountain is just a bait-type lure for the Russians. I think that they've already built different bunker systems and command and control systems elsewhere out here in the West, and I'm not sure the Russians know about that or not, but I think that our United States government clearly intends to survive this nuclear war and go to war with the Russians and under the name of the United Nations and globalism. But they clearly intend to take the first strike, and I think the strategy is you want to remove the United States as the policeman of the world, so that the world, including the United States, is forced then,
and then America's
to put,
all,
put everything under the United Nations.
And then America, I totally agree, and then America plays the part of the bad cop in this whole Iraq scenario, gets caught involved in 9/11, and externally we're demonized, internally the propaganda keeps us all in line. Then you devastate the country, bring in multinational forces to, quote, stabilize us, a stabilization force. All those official deals have been signed with the former Eastern Bloc, the Czech Republic, now England, BBC last week. They've got Ukrainian troops pulling families out of cars in Scotland. All of this escalating, getting our local constabulary prepared for this. You've got Cheney staying in the bunker. You've got this bunker government, the shadow government being brought out in the open. You've got all this Homeland Security funding to beef up continuity of government. You've got arming North Korea, allowing Japan to rearm, this arming Pakistan, this massive escalation, order out of chaos. Joel, we're on the same page, and very few people actually get what's happening. It's so blaring and obvious to me, and I'm not even saying I'm that smart. You can see Europe that controls America using us, setting us up for the final fall. Can you comment on that?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. There, most people who, and there's only a handful that even recognize openly the predatory nature of the Russian-Chinese alliance. And even though they are predators who eventually will go after themselves, they do have an alliance of convenience at this time. And there are a handful of analysts like Jeff Nyquist and Christopher Story who do recognize clearly the Russian, the continuing Soviet threat.
Well, General Parton.
And General Parton, of course. But, you know, most of these people still hold an undue allegiance to the concept that our government is benign and benevolent, but it's just stupid. In other words, they try to say that the last 50 years of accommodation with Russian is just stupid liberal naivete. And I don't buy that. I just think these people with their Harvard and Yale degrees and their extreme intelligence are too smart to have not seen the error of their ways if they were simply making stupid, liberal, naive errors in undermining Cuba,
well,
undermining Laos, Vietnam.
Well, Joel, they have said in their policy reports that, I remember 5 years ago, white papers written by different globalist think tanks, well, the world's going to find out there's a new world order. We're just going to give them a choice of a left-wing New World Order or a right-wing New World Order. Will it be a right-wing New World Order run by the Anglo-American establishment, England and the U.S., or will it be the European Union Socialist New World Order? Well, that Socialist New World Order owns the Anglo-American establishment, so again, we're being used as a set piece, a pawn, to give people that false choice. So they've written it down what their plan is.
Let me give an alternative viewpoint on that. I've also commented on the fact that there's two factions in the New World Order, but I don't think that the European one controls the Anglo-American one. I'll explain to you what I mean. There's a great deal of evidence that the European Union is controlled by the Socialist International, which is a Moscow front. In other words, we've had a tremendous infiltration in European governments over the year, clear back with Willy Brandt and his other ministers who were underground communists, with François Mitterrand, who was a communist, who was president of France for 14 years. Almost, I would say, 75 to 80% of the leaders in Europe are members of the Socialist International and thereby tied directly to Moscow. I think Moscow, in fact, wants to, you know, run their own New World Order. No, what I'm saying, though, is that I think, in fact, that there is, you know, the Anglo-American establishment who controls the financial purse strings of the New World Order right now. The United Nations General Assembly is left-wing and aligned with Moscow. And so I think that there has been this tension between them two, and I think it's not that the European controls the Anglo-American. I think the Anglo-American establishment, New World Order globalists, control the UN process right now because they control the finances.
But, Joel, it's like Siamese twins. I look at what's being done in the media. The media is hanging out America to dry. Oh, look, Bush is bad. When in reality, he's just following his orders.
Yes, and his orders come from the Anglo-American globalist insiders. I think Cheney is one of his directors who gives him orders. you know, it's obvious, usually before, in the Kissinger years, we had Stroke Talbot and Brent Scowcroft. These were real second-level conspirators who did direct the presidents. And,
tell you what, stay there, Joel. We got a break.
Oh, all right.
Got a bunch of news I want to throw out at you. I want to talk about race-specific bioweapons, how Japan, North Korea, India, Pakistan, how they all tie in as players in this situation, how the economy ties in as well. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7099 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
I tell you, folks, this country's falling apart when you've got tens of millions of people on Ritalin and Prozac and all the rest of this garbage, and the propaganda to push this stuff on the American people is everywhere. I mean everywhere. It's driving me up the wall. We're talking to Joel Skousen, And he really is an expert on the New World Order. I've been reading his stuff for a while and studying what he has to say. But Joel, when you first got on here 15 minutes ago, you talked about how America was being set up, how America was going to absorb this attack. No matter how unbelievable it sounds, folks have been making the preparations for decades, arming the enemies, building up, then out of this attack, national compulsory service, reengineering us into total tyranny overnight, going to the cashless society. And then you talk about, you know, how Europe will rise up with the UN as the central system out of this devastation of America. And you talk about how the globalists are holding back the space planes and the particle beams and the X-ray lasers and all the and the neutron bombs and all the stuff they're going to use on the Chinese and the Russians. I mean, that makes the argument. I mean, PDD-60 to absorb the nuclear strike, that shows we're under the Rothschild rule out of Europe. I mean, you look at the same policies being implemented in Germany, they're implemented in England, they're implemented here, almost the same names, the same agencies, the same... I mean, it really is one big conglomerate. What are you saying? I'm not saying you're contradicting yourself. I understand complex thoughts and ideas are multivariate, but help me understand.
Well, what I'm saying is that there's a difference between the two versions of the left that want to control the New World Order. The pro-capitalist version, in essence, wants to harness capitalism in order to provide the flow of funds to socialism. And they don't want to kill capitalism. And that means that anyone aligned with the American, British version, which includes, I think, the Rothschilds, want to preserve that kind of capitalism so that they can milk it for all of its worth. They don't
crony capitalism. You got a bunch fat cats sitting over the socialized system.
That's right. Now, the Moscow variety really is hostile to capitalism. They really want a total control system, which doesn't work. It actually kills the goose that lays the golden eggs. And that's really kind of the difference. There's also a difference in personal pride. You have a predator mentality among the Soviets. They really do. The Slavs over there believe that they are superior to the West. They believe it's their right to rule the world. And they have this hegemonic view. The Chinese have the same thing. And they will go at the Russians at some point, though not until the West either gets taken down or Russia gets taken down. But in any case, I don't see the... you have to divide Europe into those that are still involved in crony capitalism, like the Rothschilds, and those that are in bed with Moscow.
Wait a minute. The Rothschilds, the Bank of England, put the Reds in to begin with. You're really saying they've gotten out of their control?
Well, I don't think they ever were in their control.
Well, why are they still funding them then?
That's what I mean. You influence them. You build them to be a predator. But, you know, the Verona intercepts indicate that because, you know, when you have these Russian generals saying, you know, I just can't believe the Westerners are this stupid to disarm the way that they are, you know, there might be a trick involved. You know, they wouldn't be making those statements privately to each other if they were, in fact, directly controlled by the New World Order.
But see, that's what the globalists do. I mean, by control, they set, you know, they admit they created Hitler. They create these creatures that bring chaos and the New World Order.
Yeah, but there's a difference between nurturing them, giving them what and controlling. They didn't control Hitler.
Well, it's the same thing with North Korea. I mean,
but Hitler, now North Korea's different. Hitler was not a lackey of the Westerners. Hitler viewed them as stupid people selling him rope to hang them, and just like Lenin. In other words, Hitler.
Yeah, but again, who turned out to be right there? The globalists did fund Hitler and
used
him as a wind-up toy.
But they had to take him down in order to get him out of the way.
Yes.
Just like you're going to have to take down Russia to get it out of the way. You build a monster, but they're confident they can take him down, even though they're feigning weakness, and even though the U.S. is disarming. They've got these secret weapon systems that they fully intend not to defend America, but to put in the service of the global New World Order to take down Soviet Russia. They will allow China to remain a threat just because that justifies keeping the New World Order armies intact.
I read the writings of Dr. Tony Karajny and others. It seems the Russian establishment and the Chinese establishment has figured out this is a trap. Are you saying they're going to still stumble into it?
Well, they are. I think that's one of the reasons why the Russians have postponed this strike so long. They could have struck in the 80s, but they keep seeing so much involved with secret weapons project, it destabilizes them. It keeps them off guard.
What finally made them have that semi-breakup in the late 90s was all the secret weapons.
No, not at all. No, that was a pure, just as unassuming.
Well, I know that was staged.
That was a pure deception. That was a pure deception.
Yeah, I understand that, but the big concerns for not doing the strike then, they were saying, was the secret weapons. Is that not correct?
No, I think there was not only there were too many conventional weapons still. That
all right, well, stay there, Dolskowski. I'm going to throw out some news on North Korea when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere. $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
All right, folks, we're talking to Joel Skousen, Vietnam fighter pilot, veteran, anti-New World Order activist, conservative leader. JoelSkousen.com is the website. We've got a link to it on Infowars.com. He is the author of World Affairs Brief. It's a great analysis. Joel, you know, I've been studying this in-depth for a long time, and I look at the uniformity of the policies, the ideas, the plans. I look at, Bush Sr. and then Clinton and now George W. Bush 43, how good Vladimir Putin is, how loving he is. You know, we got the former St. Petersburg KGB section chief in there. We've got Putin blowing up buildings and blaming on his enemies to continue the police state. We've got the government giving him all of these weapons and raw material and propping them up. We've got him, you know, setting up NAFTA and GATT deals to totally deindustrialize us with China. But before we get back into that, I do want to give the toll-free number out, folks. You want to talk to Joel Skousen. It's 1-800-259-9231. We're about to go to Frank and others that are holding. 1-800-259-9231. Out of this thing, we do get a world government. Out of this crisis. So in a nutshell, Joel, what do you see developing then? I mean, how does this play out?
Well, first of all, I think that we've got a problem, or the United States globalists have a problem in the sense that the Russians keep delaying the strike, and even though the U.S. is upping the ante of antagonism through the invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq, and those were mostly done not only just for the oil.
And saying we'll absorb a nuclear strike under PDD-60.
That's right, but also what they're trying to do now is increase the... They're trying to work two different fronts to work on the Russians to get this strike going. One is you've got to increase their confidence that they have superior or sufficient technology to handle our high-tech weapon systems. And that's why you have these contracts with Boeing to do a joint project with our joint strike fighter. A lot of Americans don't realize that we have a joint project with the Russians to develop our joint strike fighter to ensure that they get all of the technology.
And a lot of our weapons parts are made in Europe, but again, that goes back to propping these people up. It's been going on for 70 years.
Yeah, but I think what they're trying to do is help Russia gain what they think is the technological edge while hiding from them continually the super technology edge that is secret even from the American people and from Congress. At the same time, you have another type of strategy being implemented, and that is we're going to threaten Russia with overwhelming superiority around the end of the decade if they don't move sooner. In other words,
and then that's exactly what Brzezinski and others put out in policy reports like Grand Chessboard, that we got to get the underbelly of Russia to slam them in China. And then earlier this year, Rumsfeld leaks three separate complete battle plans. That's treason right there.
Yeah.
Of attack plans of North Korea. It's like the 10-part plan to get the Japanese to attack. So what do you see happening? I look for that psychopath Kim Jong-il. He's massing troops right now. They keep pushing him. No telling what he's going to do, Joel. And if the nuke goes off on the West Coast, we're going to be a police state forever that we're never coming out of.
Well, clearly, we have two potential triggers for World War III, and one is Kim Jong-il in North Korea, and the other is the Middle East. Either one of those potentially require a nuclear response because of the nuclear mix and the biological weapons mix that is in both of those areas. They're both unstable. They both have surrogate nations to Russia and China, so Russia and China can trigger those at any time they want. But believe me, this whole game about Russia and China putting the brakes on Kim Jong-il is really a false flag, a red herring. These people have direct control of him. They could supply him whatever nuclear weapons they probably have. He has massive numbers of missiles. the fact that they're still playing this game with the United States as if they're allies means that I don't think we're really close. Frankly, here's how I think it's going to play out. I think the U.S. is going to continue to antagonize the world and continue to build Russia and China.
Playing the part of the bad cop.
That's right. Playing the bad cop. In other words, they're going to build the case that somebody has to stop this rogue United States from running all over the world doing its deed. At the same time, I think that the Russians and the Chinese want more time. I think the Chinese are going to play for after 2008. They want the propaganda value of the Olympics in Beijing. They will not strike before them, in my opinion. Russia wants the extra
You're
time.
Saying you don't think they'll go into Taiwan until after that?
No, I don't. Unless it's, you know, Taiwan is really almost a pushover now. The government of Taiwan is claiming that they're hardcore against or pro-independence, but they're really not.
But they're already letting them shut down the press and...
That's right. And they're already moving a great deal of their industry over to China in order to compete with China in the labor rates. They're actually, you know, a lot of stuff saying built in Taiwan is actually built in China and shipped back to Taiwan and then to the United States. So
exactly. Now, how does Japan tie into all this? Because they've been saying, hey, you know, we can make nukes real quick, which we already know they have. And now they're threatening that if North Korea puts a missile on the pad upright, they're going to attack.
Well, that's why I don't think that any of those scenarios are going to happen. North Korea is totally controlled. I don't believe for an instant that this is a rogue state that can do anything outside of what Moscow and Beijing.
So it's a total satellite of China.
That's right. There's no way they're going to attack independently, and China is and Japan is a total lackey to the Anglo-American establishment.
Why would Rumsfeld release three separate battle plans than we see the North Korean dictator hiding out, not even servicing him? He's definitely concerned, or is that?
Well, as I say, I think that that's more putting out propaganda value to keep, you know, this, to keep all these. This is more evidence, Alex, in my opinion, that there isn't direct control between the Anglo-American establishment and Russia and China. They still have to manipulate those people. They still have to work their enticements. I mean, these
well,
are
certainly
three independent
this,
predators working against each other.
Now, certainly having all this saber-rattling, too, is a good domestic distraction, and it's a good domestic distraction in North Korea.
It is. Let me tell you, for example, in North Korea, what I think the troop movements of the Chinese mean up there on the North Korean border.
Yeah, well, let me just stop you. For those that don't know, several hundred thousand Chinese troops have gotten up there on the northern border, and then Kim Jong-il sending troops down to the DMZ. Go ahead.
Well, part of this is more saber-rattling because obviously those Chinese troops tell the American intelligence you could have a Yellow River General MacArthur problem all over again with those things. But what they're really doing is making sure that they stop the refugee flow, which is pouring out of North Korea because it's become a real problem in China now as all these hundreds of thousands of North Koreans fleeing the poverty and the abject conditions there. So they've taken over from the border guards. But at the same time, they're playing a little bit of tete-a-tete foreign policy with the United States, making them appear as if they're getting set for war. But I don't think that war
is. You're right, Joel. They've got a big border problem because the wonderful communist system is killing so many people and starving them to death there in the north. They are trying to get into the...
To China. And, you know, you've got hundreds of thousands that have left already. It's a huge refugee problem in China that is very underreported.
Okay, let me give out the toll-free number again. We're about to go to your calls, folks. 1-800-259-9231. Your chance to talk to Joel Skousen and, of course, myself, Alex Jones. Joel, one last question. Race-specific bioweapons. Jane's Weapons Publications have warned about this. I've got reports out of Australia. I've got reports from Henry Kissinger in the 70s. Skull and Bones is real keen on race-specific weapons. We know the Bohemian Grove is discussing them. The Rebuilding America's Defenses, the September 2000 Dick Cheney-Rumsfeld document calls for legitimizing the use of race-specific bioweapons, and I mean, that's public. We've got these giant underground bases everywhere. They didn't build these for nothing. How does that tie into the BioShield program, the $5.8 billion they got funding for 36 level 4 bioweapons labs? This is a real program, but where is it all going?
Well, clearly, I think that ultimately the powers that be want to accomplish several things during World War III, and one of those is huge population reductions. They have used multiculturalism to water down and destroy the culture of the United States as well as our basic conservative political tendencies here. But after they have served their purpose to do that, they're going to eliminate some of these racial large ethnic groups in a wholesale manner.
Well, that's exactly what I said, and they're going to have a soft kill for the whites to get all them in line, but it's going to kill very few. They're going to have a hard kill for the minorities, which are really the majority worldwide. So you folks have already been getting hit by soft kills in Africa and other areas. You're going to get, that's exactly what I said yesterday, Joel. So we agree on that. Do you agree we're looking for hard kills on the people of color and a soft kill on the whites?
It's a little too hard for me to read that clearly, Alex. I'm jury's still out in my opinion on a, I just don't have enough
information. I mean, you can't just have all the minorities dropping dead. You're going to have a soft kill on the whites.
That's right. I mean, you can't make it appear as if you've targeted minorities only.
And that's where this really gets crazy, Joel, because you've got, when you follow the Anglo-American establishment from the top, we basically, I call it a feudalist mindset, a feudal lord mindset. They're into breeding and dumbing us down and restricting our, you know, there were handbooks written 400 years ago in England about how to control your serfs. It seems like the globalists are doing that today, and then you've got this love of Nazis, of vault time and of these ideas, and then you'll have Nazis right next to Zionists. How does that tie together?
Well, I think we have to, you know, the only way that it really ties together, frankly, goes into somewhat of a theological argument. I don't know if you want to go down that way, but I think there is a pattern of evil involved that is very, very similar.
That's it. We just got evil people. I totally agree.
You know, I think they're getting some information from the dark side of the spiritual spectrum, what we call Lucifer and everything. I think that's real as God is, and I think there's control elements out there.
Well, no, I mean, that's the only thing you can describe here, because these weird forces together, and, you know, I snuck into the Bohemian Grove, Joel. I mean,
and you've seen that in spades in Bohemian Grove.
I mean, that's what they believe.
That's right.
The skull and bones. I mean, they... Well, I heard you on the radio the other day talking. I mean, talk about skull and bones.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. They've really specialized now in taking mild-mannered individuals who have who radiate, shall I say, a basic conservative view, like George W. Bush. I mean, this is a lackey. This is a person who's a non-starter. He was a but he's a very believable person to middle America, and so you take him and you get him involved in these satanic cults, and I think you have to mask him so that you really mask the full evil of them. You give them kind of the minor version, just like in the Bohemian Grove. You know, I think you get deeper into those systems and they get extremely evil enough to scare away people like, you know, George W. Bush.
Well, that's how the occult groups work. That's what the white magic's all about, is getting the young people involved, and it's always black magic at the top.
That's right, exactly. There are levels of these things so that you can draw in people who make good front men for these evil systems, and I think that's what we're seeing.
All right, Frank I guess it's West Virginia. He's been holding the longest. Thanks for holding, Frank. You're on the air.
Sure, Alex. I do have a question for you, Joel, and if you'd like to, I've helped a lot of people with their allergies. Alex, if you'd like to get some relief on that, I can pretty much assure you that you can if you hold me over or contact me. I'd like to ask you, though, something. There's a lot of concentration camps going up around America. There's one here in West Virginia. It's a several hundred acres, Constantina wire, the guard towers, replete with everything that you need for holding facilities. They've received $423 million for the compound and associated facilities just here recently. And I'm just wondering, with all this going on, if you're familiar with those, first of all.
Let me just say, the British have said that during a bio attack, everyone goes to the emergency rest and, folks, relaxation centers. I'm not kidding. And, yes, you've got to be disarmed and searched. And if you're a troublemaker, you're locked up separately. It's for your safety. And, you know, in my film, The Takeover, I have local newscasts showing the 747 hangar with bolts and chains and porta-potties and cots just waiting for the emergency. We have to chain you down. The problem is you've got all these real camps, all these real prisons that are right out in the open. But then you've got folks putting out lists that aren't accurate. And then the media can go, oh, look, that's not a camp. Joel, comments?
Yeah, I've done the same kind of investigation. I have done some research myself and found that almost 50 to 60% of the lists circulating on the Internet are bogus. in the sense of bogus camps that don't qualify at all, especially the old so-called rehabilitated World War II camps. I've seen almost 60%. I personally visited these so-called World War II camps, and they're still empty. But there are real camps out there, and I've seen the one north of Nellis Air Force Base. It's real big with triple concertina wire and 15 high-foot fences and things. I've talked to the administration there, and they've admitted it's right on the federal list of as a holding facility.
Emergency relocation. Look, I mean, on our news, it's in the takeover, folks. They go, you know, if there's any type of civil emergency, we're going to chain you down in here. I mean, you know, it's not a secret.
No, certainly.
Yeah, but there are a lot of, there are some camps that they really do keep secret that do give you a hostile reaction. Some of those are on military bases that have been decommissioned. Those are some of their favorite places. But yes, it's a real problem, but I think we have to be aware of the disinformation that's being sown.
Well, there's also a lot of prisons. Let me just throw this in. There's a lot of prisons in Texas where half the prison's full, and they just leave half of it empty with a big old giant area with a fence around it just sitting there.
Exactly. Very good point.
Well, concerning the real ones, though, how did the Army, how did actually the individual soldiers rationalize this? I mean, they see it. They know it's there. They have the, you know, there's rolls of Constantina wire around.
We'll take Police State 2000. I go all around the country and show Marines saying this is for overseas and domestically during civil emergencies or disasters. We arrest anybody with guns.
And
it's simple. It's simple. Well, we got an emergency man. We're going to train you how to round people up for their own safety. I mean, that's how they sell it, Joel.
And they sell it on training as well. This is the training. They do training in some of these camps. You know, they use the full range of excuses to keep normal people from raising their red flags and our normal military people.
Yeah, I mean, exactly what Joel's saying. I mean, I've been to these events, and they don't even hide it. They go, well, yes, there was this guy called Colonel Love. I'm not kidding. He's in Police 2000, and he's just, well, yeah, there's a problem. We'll round folks up and take their guns. Well, you know, it's just that they're not even hiding it.
That's incredible. That's really incredible. I appreciate that, Alex. And concerning the allergies, real quick, I used to have it so severely I couldn't mow my lawn without looking like one of these Darth Vader goons with a double filter respirator on, taking antihistamines.
For those that just tuned in, I've never really had allergies, and I'm getting them real bad. So he's telling me how to fix it. And what else do I do?
Well, just basically, you want to keep on taking a lot of water in. Of course, your purified water. I would take 1 ounce for half pound body weight as a general rule, but I've also tried different types of bee pollen. You can buy that over the counter, but the best ones you'll find are local. If you can find a local beekeeper that actually collects the pollen, actually.
I've read that. I need to ingest the stuff that's doing it.
Yes, take that prior to going outside, prior to having.
Because I'm somebody that never gets sick. I mean, my whole life I like brag, and I get sick every couple of years, and now Austin, Texas is just killing me. Thanks for the call, sir. I appreciate
yes, sir.
That.
Right.
Joel Skousen, sorry to get off on a side issue. We'll come back and talk to Larry in Louisiana, Jeffrey in Louisiana, and others, and we'll tell folks how to get your world affairs brief. The website, of course, is joelskousen.com, and I want to get more into how to stop this new world order, how to beat it back, how to wake up our police and military so they won't be part of this. And that's really some of the good news here is because, we've seen 99%+ of the police and firefighters and medical workers refuse a smallpox shot. We've seen a lot of people in government just say no to all this stuff. We've seen a lot of local police departments say no to checkpoints. So we'll talk about solutions with Joel Skousen and take a few more calls on the other side. And the whole third hour coming up with a bunch of news and more calls. So stay with us.
Oh, my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone. phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorazet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call TermBusters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you, too. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Rations of the lies and disinformation. Joel Skousen's agreed to stay with us about 20 minutes in the next hour, so we have time to go to all your calls. If you'd like to join us on air, it's 800-259-9231. We're going to talk about some solutions, and I've got some news items I want to throw out at Joel Skousen as well. I'm Alex Jones. Before we go back to Joel and plug his newsletter that's excellent, I want to invite you to go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and to get my new film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, to get 911, The Road to Tyranny, to get The Masters of Terror, to get the new book I published by Paul Watson, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, and to give them as Christmas gifts or birthday gifts. It is so important. Every person we unlock, every mind we unlock, every set of blinders we remove, it just changes history in the course of human events. And we need you folks to, number one, get this material because it's so powerful. Number two, it also supports this broadcast. So go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to peruse what we have to offer, or call toll free to order the videos or the books at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, right here in Austin, Texas, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action, folks. All that evil men entirely to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. That's what it really boils down to. You're authorized to make copies of my videos for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes, to air them on Access TV, to get them out to opinion makers. So get the videos and make copies, and you got all your Christmas gifts handled right there, and you'll wake up your whole family. Joel Skousen, how do folks subscribe to the World Affairs Brief?
Well, the World Affairs Brief comes out every Friday. I take all the major issues of each week and give my analysis to it. The preferred method is by email. Well, those that have email can go to my website, joelskousen.com, and get all the details about how to subscribe there. It's only $30 a year. For those of you who don't have email or access to it, you need the print edition, which comes out at the end of each month. It's still a weekly issue, but it doesn't get typeset and printed to the end of each month. And unfortunately, it's $60 a year because of postage, printing, and typesetting. You know how that goes, Alex. But in any case, that you can call my office to get free samples of that to review and then ordering information. That office number is area code 801-224-4746.
That's all right. We'll give that out again in the next hour before Joel leaves us. On the website, joelskallison.com. Jeffrey, Louisiana, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex. I just wanted to ask this. Yesterday I was reading Foreign Affairs for September and October, and they had in there a chapter on Castro's imprisoning of the dissidents in Cuba and his establishment of even more prisons.
Okay, for those that don't know, that's the Council on Foreign Relations propaganda rag. Go ahead.
Right, that's correct. And I was wondering, why are they so all of a sudden talking about Castro imprisoning people on the island and limiting immigration, et cetera, et cetera? And how does he fit into this New World Order business?
Okay, how does Castro fit in?
Well, Castro, he along with Luis da Silva, Brazil now, and Hugo Chavez are forming the Sao Paulo Forum down there. They really want a Soviet bloc-style Marxist set of Latin American states. In my opinion, the Russians, as part of their game plan, and the Chinese, is that they don't intend to try to occupy the United States, but they intend to let their Latin American surrogates do that.
And that's it. And then Mecha and La Raza get Ford Foundation funding and teach. They're going to take over. And that's really going on with these Mecha and La Raza groups. And you write about that. And they have communist flags out there, rallies, everything. And they have the Republican and Democratic parties behind them. Again, is that part of breaking up the Southwest, bringing in UN troops as a stabilization force?
Well, as I say, I'm not sure that the U.S. people would, you know, I think it's going to be more Latin Americans than European. I think there'll be a...
Well, that's what I just am saying, but I mean, that's what's creating it. There really is the Sovietization of Latin America.
Yeah, that's right, and it's very, very clearly being exacerbated by U.S. Economic intervention down there.
I'll tell you what, Joel Skousen, stay there, and Jeffrey, you stay there, too, as you can finish your comment. We'll go to Don and others. Third hour, straight ahead. Stay with us with Joel Skousen. I'm Alex Jones. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed.